Parshas Chavches Beis, about 6 lines on the bottom. Kashas, or 7 lines on the bottom. Kashas Bekama. So we're talking about these halachas of using things for the Eruv. And so the shear is 2 meals worth. But the shear of 2 meals worth doesn't mean a total of 2 meals. It means each item, what role it would play in the 2 meal, over 2 meals. So if, let's say, a person consumes, let's say for argument's sake, a person consumes a pound of food per meal, so 2 meals is 2 pounds. But so I don't have to put down two pounds of potatoes. If during the meal I have an average of 2 potatoes apiece, so I put 4 potatoes, even though it's only a half a pound. So each item, we have to say what's considered the normal amount of this item for the purpose of for making the Rubei Tchumen. So Bekama Habili Mozen Beis Sudas, how much is the food for 2 meals of kashas? The Rin Lekamon Mozen Shtei Sudas Le'eruv. So the Mora says that it's Kim Lo Yad. The Mora says, chaziz, how much is chaziz? How much is this shear of 2 sudas of chaziz, of this grass? So the Mora says, it's kimloy uzilta de ikari. So grashi, uzilta de ikari, vial balaz, which means agudas yerek shakarchen ho ikarim. The farmers, the ikar is the farmer, they used to bundle their yerokas that they would sell, the greens that they would sell, they used to bundle them in a certain size. So that's the amounts for an Eruv. Okay. And where it says, Yadri Ma'arav Bekalya, and where it says, Bekalya Kalach Shal Esav Bekashaka Eitz, it was the stalk of the grass and it's very hard. And where it says, that can't be. And where it says, it means, the yark of the kala, fine. The Morse is a story that Rimri went out the Kiryasa. Kforim Liris Mitzvos. He went out to the villages. So that's a Kirya. Why does that Rasif say that he went out for check out his tour, and what is motivation about him? Why is it relevant? I guess there was no yeshiva there, so why was he going? Okay. So the more brought this discussion about beets, whether beets are healthy or not healthy. And where it says, "Ahu b'boshel b'le'boshel," if it's semi-cooked, that's not healthy. Kotel garba, that causes a person to die. Because I'm Ravuna, he says you can't be ma'ar b'trodin chayin. So the first version said that you could be ma'ar. The second one says you can't be ma'ar. The more it goes to the same cheshbon, b'boshu b'leboshu. B'chazin inchi da'akli b'lemaisi hasim b'boshu b'leboshu ki kamar Ravuna ain ma'ar b'boshu b'leboshu. When you can't use it, it's when it's not healthy, when it's semi cooked. Okay, so Morris says that the tavshel of Shrodin is good for your heart, and it's good for your eyes, and for the B'nai Ma'ayim. It's only but sits on the Beit Hapi, and it's makes it sound of Tuch. You didn't do that yet? Okay, Amr of Chista, fine. So the more Amr of Chista, 4-5 lines on the top. Tavshel shall Shrodin yofa l'lev, a cooked beets are good for your heart. They're good for your eyes. And definitely they're good for your intestines. But Amar Abaya says that that which said that they're considered healthy, who the Yosef of Baitapi, that you put them on the oven, tuch, and they make a sound of tuch. It means that they're it's a very rolling boil. When it makes a very rolling boil, it makes a lot of sound, a lot of noise. So it has to be very well cooked. Zok Rashi, a Beit Hapi, third line from the top. Bekira, you put it on the oven. Mokim Svisa Sakadir, a place where you put the pots. Tepi is a type of a pot. It's very well cooked. I mean, the whole thing is starts to disintegrate. When it boils, when it's boiling, it's like it makes a sound. The words, the noise it makes is tuch tuch. Okay. Zotig Gemara, Amar Rava, Hareini keben azay b'shukei teberyim. Rashi says that Rava was in a very expansive mood. He says, "I'm ready to answer any question." Just like Ben Azai was known that he could used to he lived in Tiberio, and he would, you know, was known that he could answer anything. Today, I'm just feeling like in this mood, I can conquer the world. Okay, I'll take any question you want. Amalei Humer Rabbanon, the Rava. So they asked him, "Tapuchim Bekam." Okay, so we want to make an eruv ruvichet tchumen with. The apples, how much do you need? Armor lace, Rabbi says, back to this, the questioner, Mechima Arvin B'Tapuchim, can you use Tapuchim for the Erev? That's his question. Morris says, Velo, and you can't? Whereas Morris questioning Rabbi's question on the person's question. Vatanan, the more is going to is proving that it's something which is considered edible. If it's considered edible, why shouldn't it be considered from which can be used for a chumen? Well, Tanan. So the more is going to ask the question. Now the more is going to ask the question. But let's see the question. Mishnah says that Kalaitlam is starved and lives a Gviya Bechatzi Pras. So the law is, if a person eats food which is Tomei, he does not become Tomei. Mirabana Chazar were Mesak, and a person eats food which is Tomei, he becomes Tomei. It's called Livsa Lissa Gviya. Gviya means the body, makes his body Tomei. The shear which Chazal gave for that is a chatzi pras. So a loaf of bread is 8 bayim. A pras, which means half of the loaf, is 4 bayim. Chatzi pras is 2 bayim. If you learn a loaf of bread is 6 bayim, so this would be 1.5. That's a machlokes tanoim later on in the Masechta, whether pras is 3 or 4 bayim, and therefore chatzi pras is either 2 or 1.5. But that's chazar masak, and that's the shear for a person eats oichlam which are tamei, and he eats a chatzi pras, he becomes tamei. So now the Mishnah says that all foods combined together, so you have eats a little bit of oichol tamei deka oichol of bread and some tamei oichol of meat, and it all comes together to make a shear of chatzi pras. It's a drabonon, and it makes him tome that he's matam oichlo mashkim. Yeah, tell the Arabian. There he goes. The motivation is is the concerns that Chazal had about person. If we wouldn't say that Erechlam Tamei make him Tamei, he might end up eating Erechlam Tamei while he's drinking Mashkin of Truma.
What?
Well, they made it across the board to Kana, but that was the concern. All foods combine for the purpose of the two meals for the Erev. All foods combine to generate a Kebeya, which is the shear of Tumas Eichlin. Stir Nashi is what Tumas Eichlin means. This halacha of Kibbeh of Tumas Eichlin. It means that if it's less than Kibbeh, it's not Makabal Tumo. Or if it means that if it's less than Kibbeh, it's not Matame, something else. Just like there's a halacha of Inikazayas from the mace to Matame. So less than a kazayis of mace is not matame. So less than a kibbeh of eichlim is not matame, something else. Stir and Rashi's. I think we mentioned that when we learned Pesachim. Upon him, all foods combined to create that din of a kibbeh, the size of a kibbeh, for Tumas Eichlim. So it says, call eichlim. One Rashi says one Rashi says the other way. I said two ways to understand the Kibbeh to Masochlum. So it says Kol Oichlum it's Starfield. Correct. So we said Kol Oichlum it's Starfield, so it means apples are included. So how can you say apples not? So Rabbi said apples, and they said, "What do you mean apples not?" And it says Kol Eichlim, so apples are included. The Gemara says, "Hi, Matiuta, that's a kasha. What exactly is your question? What is your question? Elam mishum b'tani Kol Eichlim, v'hani b'nei Achilin. You know, it says Kol Eichlim." And apples are bnei achila. Well, bamer b'yechon. We just had a b'yechon. Anyone made him in a close. If the machmir shem b'chutz, the fact that it says kol oichlim doesn't mean apples are included. Elam yishum l'tani u'b'mazon shtei suvus le'erev u'kibay l'tami tumas oichlim. B'hani nami b'nei timuye tumas oichlim. You know, your question was it mentions erev. It also mentions Tumas Eichlim. We have no question that the Tepuchim are included in Tumas Eichlim. So once they're included in that, because they definitely are right for Tuma, so we'll soon include everything else in the Mishnah. Otherwise the Mishnah should differentiate. So therefore apples are in. But the original question was how much? So Rav Nachman, Tepuchim B'Kav, the shear is a kav. So that's four. It's a very large amount. It's a kav is four lug. So if you cheshbon, a lug is 16 ounces. Revius is a revius lug. So that's 4 ounces. So a lug is 16 ounces. Right. So 64, the volume 64 ounces.
Right. Half a gallon.
Half a gallon. Worth of apples. So mace,
when you say half a gallon of apples, I mean space in between them, right?
No.
You like as if you had mashed them down?
As if you'd made no space. Yeah. I think so. Or at least minimal space. Mesve. So the Mor is going to challenge this, the amount of a kav. So this is talking about the lochas of giving out Meiser Oni to the Niyam. So Chazal said you have to give a person the 2 meals worth. So Mishnah is going through very different items that you're giving out to the Aniyim. How much is it? So he says, Uchlo Tavlin. So when it comes to spices, you have to give the size of an Uchlo. So Rashi says it's the Shminis of a Lug. So it says 2 ounces worth. a litra yarek, a litra's worth of a yarek, which Rashi says is equivalent to a lug, which is 16 ounces. Basar goes in 10 nuts, b'chamisha farsakim, 5 quinces, b'shnei rimonim, 2 pomegranates, b'esrog echo, 1 esrog. B'mar gursak bar dori, mishmei derav, b'nashio bar shaguvli, mishmei derav. So these people said in the name of Rav, b'chein le'erev, since the law is that the shear of giving out my sirani is 2 meals worth, well, so this amount over here is applied to erev also. So for the markasha, b'hani nami lehevi ki afarsikim, why don't you count apples like a farsikim? Therefore, five apples should be enough. The equivalent of five quinces. That amount should be sufficient for the apples. So why do you need a whole cob's worth? 5 apples should be enough. Again, the more is assuming that a cob's worth of apples is much larger than that. So my answer is back. Hani chashivi, hani lo chashivi. That the quinces were considered more chashiv than apples. So quinces, 5 is enough. Apples, you need a whole cob worth. Omer Yosef. So Yosef gets a little bit upset over here.
It's more significant because it's fancier, it's rare. Still food. I mean, it's quantity. It's food.
I mean, you're going to have to assume that people relate to it as considered a more significant,
in terms of like how much you would eat during a meal.
No, it's just a question of people relate to it with either because it's rare, whatever reason people relate to it as a better quality dish. Therefore, less is considered equivalent value. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, Charlie Mori, the Rav Menashe of Bar Shaguvli. Bershon Shemi Moichel, Rav Menashe of Bar Shaguvli. So we have Gursak Bar Dori in the name of Rav Menashe of Bar Shaguvli in the name of Rav. V'chein Le'erev. As it says, you know, Bershon Shemi Moichel, and it's not what where Rav said it. I quoted Rav's statements on the Mishnah, and he moved it from the Mishnah onto a Braisa. Rashi points out that I have a clear Messer from Rav that Rav said this on the Mishnah, not on the case of the Braisa. If not, in person only begun that you can't give when the oni comes to the garden, you give me a meister oni. So he gives each one. He has to give him. He can't give him less than this amount. So the loss of imachalkan oni begarin means in a case where you're not being mechalik. There's very little left. You just, you know, let you put it, they divide it up equally. In case you're giving out portions, so you can't give less than mechatzi kav chitin, a half of a kav of wheat, a kav sarim, a kav's worth of barley. Remember, mechatzi kav sarim, even a half a kav's worth of barley is sufficient. The kav mechatzi kusman, kav and a half's worth of spelt, the kav gregris. One kav's worth of dried figs. Oimona devela. If they've been pressed, the figs have already been pressed. They used to press them into cakes. So that already you measure by weight. So the weight is a mona of devela. Hiwamer pras, a half a mona. Bechatzi lu yayin. Can't get out less. You cannot give out a to an only less than a half of a lug, 8 ounces of wine. Rekibam revius. Kiba says you can give a revius worth of wine. Revius shemen, a revius of oil. Rekiba Mershmin is an eighth of, not a quarter, but an eighth of a lug. Bashar Kalaparis and all of the fruits, what's the shear? So Omar Abashol, Kadesh Yim Kadem, Mikah Mehem, Mazen Shte Sudas. The amount which he would to take that and sell it and get food for two meals. Vomer Rav, Bechen Le'erev, and that's what Rav said, his statement, Bechen Le'erev.
With the concept that it's enough of whatever food we're discussing that it would be eaten for two suda, which is a varying amount depending on what the food is.
Right, because you get each food you're going to use in the meal at different levels.
Yes, but here we're seeing Yikach B'Hemah Mazon Shnei Sudot of these different foods, or Shnei Sudos of what?
It's a good question. I was wondering about it myself. I wanted to look up the Mishnah. I didn't look up the Mishnah. The way it seems to be, he's saying that other Paris, which Chazal didn't give Bashir, so they said then that something you would, it sounded like it would bump up, that you're going to sell it, get money, and buy a meals, two meals worth of food. It would be something like the whole meal. You know, it does sound like that. Vomer Rav Echein Le'erev. Rav says that this halach, these amounts are the same amount when it comes to making a rubit chum. Okay, so Rav Yosef got upset at Rav Menashe Bar Saguvli that he said it on the Brice, and really Rav said it on the Mishnah. Rav says, okay, that's fine, but is there any significance in between the two? Like, why was he so upset? Rav says, why is going on the Mishnah any better than going on the Brisa? They're both talking about the lochas of giving out Maiserani. Both are talking about the shear for Maiserani is two meals, and they're talking about different foods, and they're going through the list of different foods, and Brisa discusses five foods, or let's say whatever the number is, a little more than five. Tell me, Yerk Gozim, Farsakim, Ramadim, Esogim, six foods. And the Mishnah discusses six other foods. And they both say that the halacha, and after everything is done, we say, and the Arab is the same din. There's no reason why the halacha shouldn't apply to the Brais as much as it applies to the Mishnah. So why was he getting upset to say that he said it on the Mishnah versus the Brais? Ilay Mishum the Kot. Tony Bahach Tavlin, but Tavlin Lav Bnei Achilin. You know, maybe what Rav Yosef held, you can't use Tavlin for Erev. So saying that punct Tavlin, which come only as a condiment, they don't come as a food, they're not acceptable for Erev purposes. So putting Rav on the Brisa, Chen LeErev, is really a mistake, because that's not true. Putting Rav on the Mishnah, Bechad Le'erev, is acceptable, but putting it on the Brice is not acceptable. Maybe that's the problem. The Tavla La Bnei Achilinu. Morris says, but really? Atohacha Milo Ketoni Chitin V'Sarin V'Lav Bnei Achilinu. Those are not edible right now either. So I got stuck on this last night. But the kasha is, but chitin and tzermak can make into a meal, and it'll be a meal's worth. Tavlin is never used as a meal. So clearly, more the Mor wasn't bothered by that fact. The only thing the Mor is concerned about is, if it's in an inedible state right now. The Mor says, well, tavlin aren't really edible as they are. And sorry, you don't eat them as they are either. You cook them.
But they aren't edible.
Correct.
Would the same question apply to oil?
Oil, you can use oil. Oil is.
Yeah, but people don't. Oil goes on something else. People drink oil as a meal.
There's a case of the Gemara where the Mortals, they used to drink oil.
The work history.
Yeah. For health reasons, it's such a use. The Mora says, so if you're not bothered by chit and sarin, why are you bothered by tavu? So that can't be the kash. The problem was the reason why we wanted Rab to go on the Mishnah is because the Mishnah says Chatzi Lug Yayin, and Vamar Rab Ma'arvin B'Shtei Reviyos Shayayin. Rav says that you need two rubiyas is worth of wine, which is a chatzilug. Two quarters is a half. Logic dictates that the place where we Rav was going on was this Mishnah, because this Mishnah says something which is not necessarily logical, that the amount of wine is two reviyos, and had Rav not said it on the Mishnah, we would never have taken out from Rav that then that you need two reviyos. So that's what he said it on the Mishnah. Now, Pashas, the problem is it doesn't mean it can't. The concept couldn't apply to the Braisa. So the Mesve, theoretically, is still valid, right? That even though Rav didn't say it, it's simply on that, but we, you know, we're if we're drawing a parallel between these X amount of shiurim, so the parallel would apply to the other ones also. But the kasha wasn't because of the number. The kasha was because if Rav said b'chein erev, the Rav is saying that these items are acceptable for erev. And then we're saying if a quince is acceptable for erev, then an apple is also acceptable for erev. Maybe Rav holds quinces aren't acceptable for Erev. He never discussed what he holds about quinces. So maybe quinces and neither quinces nor apples are not are acceptable. So if Rav was the case where Rav said it was going on the Mishnah, I have, even though I can in logic will expand the amount, the idea of the amount by Maaser Oni and Erev are parallel. So if I tell you this is the shear for Maaser Oni, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, probably it's going to be the same shear for Erev. But if I have a question on a specific item, whether it's valid for the use of the Erev or not, that I can't derive from here. And you were trying to derive from here that Rav said to Puchim are acceptable, that you have no proof. That wasn't what Rav was talking about. So Maaser Shomino, that's a valid proof. Fine. Try to catch some Rashi over here. Rav was in an expansive mode. He said, "This tamidim hashra, silly that toy. I feel like a very clear head. Already mezuman lahashiv becharifis the chomi sheyishaleni. I will answer with a very clear, concise, sharp answer. Not sharp in the sense of barbed. Just sharp in the sense of." Very precise. Call me Shiashileni. Any questions? Kvenazai Shahayadurish Bashuke Tarayam. There was nobody who was Urker Horim, is a abbreviation for taking two mountains and grinding them together, which means pilpul, being able to. Draw the conclusions between different types of scenarios, etc. While your Eimer Tochach Mishol Lefanaki Klip is a Shum Plus Min Kareach is that versus the Ben Azeg was not in the spot for most of the other Chachamim Klai Yisrael. He felt that they were just like a garlic, the layer of the at the outer thin layer on the garlic. That's how we related. They were very thin compared to him, except for Kareach Hazeh, except for this baldy over here, literally. It's referring to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, he couldn't budge. It's a question why he was referred to as Kareach at a different time. Okay. one more Rashi. This is a gavia. Im ocha eklin tamayim beats ochel, which is tam habal gav shein ochel matami. Other yulam in raisa ochel cannot be make a person tamay b'maga by touching it. Yochel minayu chatzi pras. A person eats a half of a pras. A loaf of bread is a loaf of bread. A pras means a half a loaf. This is a half of a half of a loaf. Then a shnei beim, which is two beim. Rashi pasens like the shear of achilas pras is four beim. Nipsum ilecho, but truma, he can't eat truma. Kitnan bepirkin is like a mon. So I guess it's only to get kahan red. Bechatzi, correct that. It's only to get the kahan. Bechatzi chetzalishal is a gvia. So you have a loaf, and you have half a loaf, and you have half of a half of a loaf. It's a quarter of a loaf. And so chetzah hanu pras lashon prusa means it's something which is cut in half. Bechatzi chetzah hanu chatzi pras. It's chatzi pras is pushel is gavia. Okay.